When the Rolling Stones released Gimme Shelter in 1969, everyone knew Mick Jagger. But at the time, no one knew the other voice. That's Mary Clayton, one of the most in-demand backup singers of her day. From Bobby Darin to Lynyrd Skynyrd to Coldplay, they have all wanted this amazing voice to be a part of their music. Later, Clayton was profiled in the documentary 20 Feet from Stardom. That movie won an Oscar, and Mary Clayton's profile was never higher. She had big plans to finally step 20 feet closer to her own stardom.
We talked about recording again and touring and doing the whole bit. But, you know, when the accident happened, everything stopped.
I talked with Mary Clayton recently. That accident she mentioned happened June 16th, 2014, just 3 months after the Academy Awards. She thought there was something wrong with her car, so she pulled to the side of an LA freeway. And when she tried to rejoin traffic,
They were waving me, you know, that I could. It was okay for me to get back on. And by the time I got back on, this car came around the corner and just creamed my car. He T-boned me, and it just broke both of my legs. I just saw my legs just go to the right.
Clayton was rushed to the hospital, and she woke up after surgery to a new reality.
When the doctors came in and said, "Miss Clayton, we had to make some harsh decisions, and we are so sorry to tell you, in order to save your life, we had to amputate both legs from the knees down." And I just looked at them and said, "Really? Well, did anything happen to my voice?"
Mary Clayton began to sing. Right there in her hospital bed. And no, nothing had happened to that special voice. She says at that point, she put her faith in God and in Lou Adler. Adler is a giant in the music world. He signed the Mamas and the Papas. He produced Carole King's Tapestry. He started the Monterey Pop Festival that ended up launching the careers of Jimi Hendrix and The Who, on and on and on. And he's been one of Mary Clayton's closest friends since 1969. She calls him Uncle Lou.
For almost 4 months, I had been in the hospital. And, you know, we would just kind of talk about things. He said, "You know, you got to get better." He said, "Because, you know, you need to sing again." And I'm looking at him saying, "Sing again? I'm not interested in singing again. I'm interested in trying to get well." You know, he said, "Well, you're going to get well." He was always very, very positive. But, Mary, when you get well, you got to sing. Okay. I said, "Well, we'll revisit that."
And now, almost 7 years after she lost both of her legs, Mary Clayton is back. Her new solo album is called Beautiful Scars.
There was a woman in the Bible day. She had been sick so very long. But she heard about Jesus was passing by. So she joined the gathering throng.
With Lou Adler on board, Mary Clayton says her next call was to songwriter Terry Young.
And Terry says, "Oh, Sister Mary, I'm so glad you called." He said, "I got some songs for you." I couldn't get it out of my mouth quick enough. He says, "Well, I'm on my way over." "I see you on your way over." He said, "Yes, I'm coming over." He just invited himself over.
This was going to happen whether you wanted it to or not, it sounds like.
He came and went right to the piano. He says, "Look, I got this song." He said, "You got to listen to this." The first song was, "Oh, What a Friend You Are to Me." My granddaughter was here, and I saw her inching out of her room. She'd come a little closer, and she'd come a little bit closer, and she'd come a little bit closer.
You came to me when no one else was there for me.
She says, "Oh, Grandma, Grandma. This is beautiful. You sound so wonderful." And she started to tear up.
"You're always there for me. 'Cause I was sitting around, walking around. My head was down so low till you found me. Oh, what a friend you are to me."
Her little eyes just twinkled. So when she started to tear up, we just started to tear up too. And then we called Lou. He says, "Oh, we got to get in the studio."
Can you tell me about the title track?
Beautiful Scars. This was written by Diane Warren, right?
Yes. Lou says to me, he said, you know what? He said, maybe we should call Diane. I said, Diane who? He said, Diane Warren.
Diane, one of the most successful pop songwriters of the past 4 years.
In the world.
In the world.
A legend and a badass. Excuse my language. She's a legend. That's exactly what she is. So he called Diane, said, Diane, I'm sitting here at Mary Clayton. We're doing this project. She said, what? You sit with Mary Clayton? He said, we need a song or two. She said, okay, give me a week or two and I'll get one to you.
I've been on the battlefield of life. I've been through it. But I just had to go through that to get to this.
When we heard the lyric, it's so heavy and so beautiful. We were all like going different directions. Lou left the studio. I left out one door. He left out another door because we were all crying. We just teared up because it was, these are beautiful scars that I have on my heart.
This is beautiful proof that I've made it this far. Every hurt I've endured, every cut, every bruise, wear it proud like a badge, wear it like a tattoo. These are beautiful scars.
I wear it proud like a badge. I wear it like a tattoo. Well, that's my story. Because my scars are beautiful. They're not ugly. If you make it through anything in life, my godmother told me, my godmother was Della Reese. She said, you're not going to get through life without some type of scars. But if you make it through, she said, that's your victory right there.
I had some bad falls, but that made me stand tall. I got through the fire.
Mary Clayton. What a pleasure it has been to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Her new album is called Beautiful Scars.